UBS and six Swiss banks launch a Franc stablecoin sandbox. Switzerland's six largest banking institutions have entered a live sandbox to build something that does not yet exist, a regulated Swiss franc stablecoin with broad domestic use. UBS, PostFinance, Raiffeisen, Zürcher Kantonalbank, ZKB, Banque Cantonale Vaudoise, BCV, and Signum Bank announced on April 8th that they have begun testing selected use cases for a CHF-pegged stablecoin in a secure digital environment. Swiss Stablecoin AG, a dedicated infrastructure company, provides the technical backbone for issuance. The sandbox will run throughout 2026. There is currently no regulated Swiss franc stablecoin in widespread use in Switzerland. UBS stated in the announcement, the consortium framed the effort as filling that gap before external issuers do it first. Why Switzerland's biggest banks are building this together. The participant list reads like a roll call of Swiss banking. UBS is the country's largest bank by assets following its 2023 absorption of Credit Suisse. PostFinance is the state-owned postal bank serving roughly 2.5 million customers. Raiffeisen is Switzerland's third largest banking group. ZKB is the largest cantonal bank. BCV is the primary bank for the canton of Vaud. Signum holds a Swiss banking license and operates as one of Europe's few regulated digital asset banks. Six institutions of this scale entering a joint sandbox is not a press release exercise. Each bank commits engineering resources, compliance review, and reputational exposure. The fact that they chose to do this collectively rather than competing on separate efforts signals an intent to establish a shared standard, not a proprietary product. The consortium also said the sandbox is open to additional banks, companies, and institutions. That open-door language suggests the goal is ecosystem adoption, not a walled garden. The deposit token precedent. This is not the first time Swiss banks have tested blockchain-based money. In September 2025, a smaller group, UBS, PostFinance, and Signum, under the Swiss Bankers Association umbrella, completed a proof of concept for a deposit token, a tokenized representation of bank deposits on a public blockchain. That POC tested two use cases, cross-bank payments between customer accounts and automated escrow settlement during tokenized asset exchanges. Martin Hess of the Swiss Bankers Association called it a strategic step toward the future. The April 2026 sandbox is the next phase. The group has tripled in size, from three banks to six plus Swiss Stablecoin AG, moved from a feasibility study to a live environment, and shifted the language from deposit token to stablecoin, a term with broader market implications. The distinction matters. Deposit tokens are restricted to bank customers and backed by bank deposits with 100,000 CHF protection caps. A stablecoin, if fully collateralized and publicly accessible, could circulate in DeFi, cross-border payments, and programmable finance without those constraints. The non-USD stablecoin race stablecoins today are overwhelmingly a dollar phenomenon. USDT and USDC command roughly 90% of the market. Ethereum's stablecoin supply alone hit $180 billion recent weeks. Non-USD stablecoins barely register. A EUR stablecoin from Germany's AllUnity launched in February 2026, and a separate consortium of European banks is building another EUR stablecoin for release in H2 2026. But CHF? Nothing regulated and widely used exists. Switzerland occupies a unique position. The franc is a global safe haven currency. Crypto Valley Zug hosts more blockchain companies per capita than any region on Earth. The Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, FINMA, has issued more crypto-specific guidance than most regulators. Yet none of that infrastructure has produced a CHF stablecoin that Swiss residents or businesses actually use on-chain. The consortium's statement that stablecoins are gaining international importance and play a significant role in transforming the financial system is notable coming from banks, not crypto-native issuers. It echoes the logic behind the FDIC's recent stablecoin guidance in the U.S. Traditional finance is no longer debating whether stablecoins matter. The question is, who issues them, and under what rules? What the sandbox will and will not produce, the consortium has not disclosed which blockchain the CHF stablecoin will run on, what collateral structure it will use, or whether the token will be publicly accessible or restricted to institutional participants. These are the decisions the sandbox is meant to inform. What we do know, Swiss Stablecoin AG handles the issuance infrastructure. The sandbox is live, not theoretical, and the timeline is 2026. If the group reaches consensus on design and regulatory alignment, a pilot product could follow in 2027. The risk is the same one that has stalled every non-USD stablecoin effort: demand. USDT and USDC dominate because the dollar is the world's reserve currency and DeFi's unit of account. A CHF stablecoin would need to find use cases where the franc specifically matters. Swiss domestic payments, Swiss real estate tokenization, cross-border remittances involving CHF, or programmable commerce within Switzerland's banking infrastructure. For crypto card users in Switzerland, a regulated CHF stablecoin would eliminate one friction layer. Today, spending crypto in Switzerland means converting to CHF at the point of sale, absorbing whatever FX spread the card provider charges. A native CHF stablecoin loaded directly onto a card with zero foreign exchange markup would cut that cost to near zero for domestic purchases.